Welcome, ladies, to our Naomi's Table Bible study in the book of Ephesians. Bible study teacher Beth Seifert has today's lesson. And, of course, don't forget the Bible study notes and questions to help you dig deeper. Those can be found on our website, naomistable.com. Let's open up God's Word and begin.
Well, today we're going to conclude our study through the book of Ephesians, and today we're going to be in Ephesians chapter 6, verses 16 through 24. I've titled this study, Persevere in the Bold Proclamation. So if you have your Bibles, go ahead and open to Ephesians chapter 6, starting in verse 16. In all circumstances, take up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all the flaming darts of the evil one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, praying at all times in the Spirit with all prayer and supplication. To that end, keep alert with all perseverance, making supplication for all the saints, and also for me, that words may be given to me in opening my mouth boldly to proclaim the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains, that I may declare it boldly as I ought to speak, so that you also may know how I am and what I am doing, Tychicus, the beloved brother and faithful minister in the Lord, will tell you everything. I have sent him to you for this very purpose, that you may know how we are, and that he may encourage your hearts. Peace be to the brothers in love with faith from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace be with all who love our Lord Jesus Christ with love incorruptible. Okay, we went backwards a little bit to recover a couple of the verses from yesterday, lest they get lost amongst the armor of God. After Paul tells the people how to prepare themselves for the spiritual battle they are in, he then tells them not to get comfortable. He tells them to stay alert, to be on guard, not to let their guard drop and not to fall asleep in their armor or let their armor get rusty, but be alert and persevere, and pray for the saints, especially those suffering persecution. Pray for them, lift them up, intercede for them and their needs, and then Paul asks for prayers for himself. He prays that his words would be God's words always. That's a prayer I know well, and that's a prayer that I should also pray more often, too. Paul asks for prayers so he can continue to spread the gospel fearlessly as he ought to speak, without fear of men, without hesitation or a desire to please men, but to boldly proclaim God's word. Wow. I have to admit, I read that and think, do I spread the gospel fearlessly or fearfully? When I ask that question honestly, the answer isn't always what it should be. Paul now closes this letter to the church in Ephesus, and this closing is much shorter than many of his letters. Romans, I'm looking at you here. Still, I love the insight that we get into the character and heart of Paul here. Paul wasn't interested in what he could get from the Ephesians or in being right. Paul genuinely was concerned about these people, and they were genuinely concerned about him. So much so that Paul sends a personal messenger to them who can tell them how Paul is doing in detail and who can share what has been happening in Paul's life and who can encourage them that Paul is right where God wants him to be. Paul also blesses and prays for the Ephesians here for their peace, that they may know the love that comes from faith, and that faith is only from God. I love Paul's words in verse 24. Grace be with all who love our Lord Jesus Christ with love incorruptible. All who love Jesus with a love that can't be eroded or destroyed. When we truly love Christ, when our hearts are truly changed and we acknowledge him as Lord, that love isn't breakable. Paul was writing to a group of people who were not unfamiliar with suffering, but he, Paul, knew suffering intimately, and yet he still loved his Savior. In fact, through his suffering, he loved his Savior more intimately, more deeply, more fully. Thus, Paul closes this letter the same way it began, with a benediction of peace, love, faith, and grace. He mentions love three times in these verses. It's important. The love he's talking about isn't what the world says love is. The world says love is the squishy feeling you get when you see a cute person of the opposite sex. Love is an action verb. It is active. It chooses to act in loving ways, even when it doesn't feel like it. I choose to love my spouse, even when he leaves his socks on the floor. I choose to love my sons, even when they whine. And trust me, when they whine, I don't feel particularly loving. Remember, too, that we only love Him because He first loved us. It is because of His work in our lives that we are capable of loving Him in this manner. Again, it is a gift from Him. Remember, throughout this whole letter, Paul has emphasized our responsibilities in Christ as a result of our spiritual position in Christ. Because of the love He has shown us, we should be showing that love to others, first and foremost among the body of Christ. We are to walk in harmony with other believers, not walking as the world does. We have been raised from death to life, and because of this, and because we know this, our lives should bear out the same love that He showed us, pointing us to Himself, to the eternal things, and to the things of utmost importance. We so often hear that love means you have to agree with everything others say and do and support them in that, but that's not the love that Christ showed. We are to no longer walk as children of wrath, but as children of light, His light, in all of our relationships. Ladies, as we go throughout our daily lives, it is so easy to spend time in the Word and then set it aside as we go through our days, as if the Bible is only good for quiet time in the morning, and the rest of the time it needs to stay on a shelf. Yet look at how Paul talks here. Look at how he speaks of the mystery of the gospel and the need for it to be declared with boldness, not with apologies. When we really realize that we are in a spiritual battle, we understand that the darts of the evil one aren't going to come just when we are sitting down to read our Bibles, but those darts will come in the midst of the mundane. Those darts will come when we are struggling to get dinner on the table with a whiny 2-year-old clinging to our legs. That's when we need to be praying our hardest, praying that we will show grace to that 2-year-old, that we will react with love and not out of anger, that we will discipline appropriately and not for our own convenience. It is when we are sitting in traffic waiting for the light to change or the traffic to move that we need to have our hearts and minds focused on Him instead of on how everyone around you is conspiring to make you late for that event. We need our focus to be off of ourselves and on to Him daily. As we wrap up this study in the book of Ephesians, my challenge for us all is this. How are we doing at arming ourselves for the battles we face every day? How are we doing at keeping that armor in good repair, not allowing it to fall apart from disuse? Is your faith being strengthened to fend off the darts of the evil one, or are you allowing your faith to be weakened as you listen to the world instead of to God's word? How will you know what the truth is so you can plant yourself in it if you aren't reading His word? Ladies, how are you doing at persevering, even when it's hard? What kind of ambassador are you for the one you serve? Are you an ambassador who is glad to have the position so you can kick back and relax? Or are you an ambassador who understands that you are in the middle of a battleground? Are you alert, or are you asleep at your post? Oh, ladies, wake up. The battle is raging around you, and it isn't going to get easier. Don't wait until tomorrow, because tomorrow may not come. Stand with your brothers and sisters in Christ, pray for them, and prepare yourself for the battle that you are already fighting. Don't walk into the enemy's camp laying your weapons down. Walk into the enemy's camp prepared for battle, knowing all the while that your Savior already has claimed the victory over this war. Go forth and extinguish those flaming arrows of the evil one, and boldly proclaim the gospel that you, like Paul, are an ambassador of. You'll find the notes to this study on the Bible Studies tab of the website naomistable.com, day 20. Persevere in the bold proclamation.